the creator of the whole universe, the Lord of hosts. Give him praise. Give him praise. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Kamana mani veladi yakuvadi, karuaga di veladi skava. Kambala de fratus keve. Maya gadem brakum veladi afratus eve, ligadiva. Gavaria da vale bretem veladiva, shiga de veladi akavadi. Elete de akavale bretum, eladi akavashi gadeva. Ilipidibidibidibidibidibidish. Thank you, Father. Marada valeta barata pelete beredia gavadias. Thank you, O God. We have nothing to give you than to say thank you, Lord. Almighty Father, thank you. Father, thank you for what you did in our midst yesterday. Thank you because you are the ever-present help in the time of need. Thank you for the wonders and miracle you've started. We believe you that you will bring it to accomplishment. Amen. Father, oh God, we are here again. Do what only you can do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
You are welcome to church this evening. God bless. Please be there for a few minutes. Amen.
Amen.
How do you know I'm here? You know.
Amen.
Don't worry, it's one of our prayer points. Don't worry. Manage ourselves well. No. it's one of our prayer points. God will intervene.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So yesterday we started the topic, the Lord of Hosts. Give me the second mic. All right. We started the topic yesterday, the Lord of Hosts. The Lord of Hosts. And I said the Lord of Hosts is the Lord of the whole universe, the one that has authority over the whole world, heaven and earth. Amen. So we are going to continue from that place. Yesterday we examined some scriptural examples of where God fought for his people. Now we know that our God is the God that is always battle ready. Our God is a God that is always battle ready, always ready to fight, always ready to defend his people, always ready to back us up. All right. So let's see. What we must understand, that what guaranteed victory in battle? Number one thing, what guaranteed victory? That's our focus for tonight. What guaranteed victory in battle? Yesterday, we established the fact that we are on the battlefield. Either you are aware or not, we are fighting. Either you are fighting back. But what I want you to know that you are in the battlefield. You are being engaged. So, you must be aware. Say, what should we do to guarantee victory in battlefield? What should we do that guarantees victory? What should we do that guarantees victory? Number one, know yourself in God. Know your identity in God. Number one thing you must understand that guarantees victory in battles is know yourself in God. Know your identity in God. When identity is lost, the purpose in life is lost. Everything is lost. When identity is lost, victory is lost. Know yourself, know yourself, know your place in God. With that, you will know what God has ordained you to become and what God has ordained you to have. And if there's anyone that is trespassing, then you know how to fight back. You know how to fight back. What guarantee victory in this life? You must know who you are in God. The same test devil brought to Jesus Christ and said, if you are the Son of God, really, turn this bread to wine. This has been a battle between mankind and the devil. He wants to know, maybe you actually know your right in God. And if you want to win the devil, if you want to conquer in life, if you want to experience victory in life, you must know what God has given to you. You must know the place God has given to you. Know yourself in God. Know your identity. How does God see you? Now you begin to see yourself the way God is seeing you. You will not be seeing yourself the way other people are seeing you. They may be seeing you as if you are not good enough. If you want to win battle in life, you must begin to see yourself the way God sees you. You can see that, imagine, who am I that God stepped out to this dark world to come and die for my sin? Then by so doing, you now begin to realize how important you are in God's calendar. So by so doing, you can now begin to fight and stand against whatever the devil is trying to do that is against the purpose of God for your life. You must know. David, look around and say, what is a man that you are so mindful of? He tried to examine, why is God so mindful of me like this? Despite my carelessness at times, God is so mindful. Despite my mistakes. Do ba je niyan lo duro ni wa ti ma soro. Do ba je niyan lo duro ni wa ti salo. Do ba je niyan lo duro ni wa ti ma siregun. Ah, o le duro mi ese. So you must begin to see yourself the way God sees you. If you want to win battles, if you want to have victory in life, you must begin to see yourself that you are important to God. You are stronger than the way you look now. A little boy was given birth was born in the house of Jesse. He saw himself as a shepherd, but God was looking at him. God was seeing him as a king. So I said, I am too small. I cannot be king over Israel. He was looking at himself too small, but God was seeing him as a king. Gideon was looking at himself as a weaker vessel, but God was seeing him as a mighty man of valor. Until what God is seeing in you is what you are seeing, then victory is not guaranteed. There are so many things God wants to do through our life, but because the way we have seen ourselves is limiting God's move, you must begin to see that you are not in an entity. You have identity in God. You are not an accidental discharge. Either my mother and my father, they planned to give birth to me or not, I am here now. I am not a mistake. Some of us, they even use protection. They use all kinds. We still came. They tried their best to stop, but we are here. We did. We are not an accidental discharge. The Bible said, before he formed us in our mother's womb, he knew us. And he knows we are going to be giving birth one day. So he knows our battles. So he has given us the victory from the generation before us. You must begin to see the way God sees us. The environment may see you as if you are a failure, but God sees you as a winner. Because when we are yet sinners, God came and died for us. Even when we are still seeing ourselves as sinners, God saw something in us that is worth dying for. You cannot lose here. You can't lose here. You are too big to be a victim here. You are too big to be a loser or hurt. You are too big. God is seeing you are too big. God has invested too much to our life that for us to be a loser or to be losers here. So if you are thinking of giving up before now, think again. You can't lose. You are a victor. You are not a victim. You are not permitted to be victimized. You are a victor. Environment may be saying otherwise. Don't mind the environment. We can create the environment ourselves. Then if you know who we are in God, begin to reason the way God sees us. People can say, we will finish him, we will finish her. But God cannot be finished. You cannot be finished. Power may say we will limit them, we will stop them, but we cannot be stopped. James was arrested, he was killed. Peter was arrested, he could not be killed. Not everyone that can be stopped. You cannot be stopped in this life. If you begin to see yourself from the book of Psalm 82 verse 3, the Bible says, "Ye are God." I have said it before. I am saying it again, that you are God. He said, "I have told you before, you are God. You cannot be killed. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be trapped. Until you carry this kind of mentality, victory is not guaranteed. You must be aware that we are fighting an already won battle. We have the victory at hand. The battle we are fighting is just like when someone is getting married. You have the certificate before you enter the journey. You cannot lose. There may be storm, no problem. The Bible says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but he will deliver him from all of them. He said, this is that there will be so much tribulation, but relax. Relax. Tell your neighbor, relax. Jesus was thrown to the other side from the book of Mark chapter 4. If you start from 39. He was thrown to the other side and there was heavy storm against the boat. And the Bible says, he was sleeping. There was water inside their boat. He was still sleeping. Because he knew something, that he cannot die here. He can't die. Even water knows his level. Water knows who he can kill. I am a devil. I speak to your life. You cannot end like this. You cannot end like this. You must know your identity in God. If you are so much important that God can leave his throne and he step here to die for us, what else he cannot do for us? What else? You are too important. Ask your neighbor, have you seen a VIP before today? Next, if you have not, see one here. Very, very important person. Very, 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 very important person. If you have not seen one today, see one. You think I don't know who I am. I know I am a royal priesthood, a peculiar generation. They have said he has made us priests and kings to our God. I know who I am. I know I am a king. And wherever the word of a king is, there's power there. I know. You must begin to see yourself in the view that God sees us. You are not vulnerable. You are not lonely the way you think. You may not see the way, but there's a way somewhere. So until you begin to think like this, your victory on earth, or your victory in life, in destiny is not guaranteed. Angel appeared to Gideon and said, "You are a mighty man of valor." That is what God is seeing in Gideon. But Gideon was seeing himself as a weaker vessel, a nobody. Until the angel could convince him to believe. So that's why I'm here to convince you that you are so much important. Nobody should treat you like a trash. You cannot be trash. You cannot be forgotten. You are too relevant for this generation. You cannot be a loser. Destiny are attached to you. You cannot give up now. You can't give up. Hear this one this evening. If you fail in life, people will not be surprised. Because they have prophesied before that you cannot make it. The only thing that will shock them is when you make it. Because it is only a few people or nobody that is expected to make it. So if you give up now, you are just cooperating with their prophecy. If you are tired now, you are just cooperating with their prophecy. Because they know you cannot make it. They know your destiny cannot work. They know your marriage cannot work. So if you are giving up, if you are self-defeat now, you just cooperated with their prophecy. They will not be surprised because this is what they are expecting from you. They are not expecting much from your life. So you cannot give up.
You are not aware that so many people are watching you from afar. You understand what the Bible says? Elijah followed Elijah, and others stood afar. They were watching what will become of him. People are watching to see what will become of you. And angels who are watching to say, I hope you will not disappoint. God is watching. God is seeing that. I hope you are not going to fail. The Bible says, God told Satan, I said, have you observed my servant Job? And God and Satan said, you know, you that built a wall of fire around him. And God said, I'm going to leave that. And you see that Job will not fuck up. Job will not give up. Job will not accept defeat. Can God boast on us like this? That even when there is a storm, even when there's trouble, he knows you will escape through, you will push through. Anyone that will break through in life must experience breaking. You must just break. And breaking doesn't come easy. There's a force attached. Anyone that will win battles in life, you must see, begin to see yourself that I am a king that I've been crowned from my mother's womb. The Bible says David was anointed to become king of Israel. Goliath came to confront him. He said, I'm aware I am a king of this nation. I am aware. So you must be aware that you're a mother of many generations. So you cannot be barren. You must be aware that you're a companion to somebody. You cannot be single. You must be aware that you must build nation and not to borrow. You cannot be poor. You must be aware. You must be aware. Even when the devil is telling you otherwise, you must be aware. Know your identity in God. If you are not sure of what God says you are, you will accept anything the devil brings. Situation we introduce with the way they like. People around you, they will call you what they want. But it's what God calls, that is who you are. Nigeria's economy may make you believe you are poor. But God says you are rich. Praise are with you in Zion, Amat. Amamamasiamasiyo. Hey, praise our to you in Zion. Amamamasiyo. Hey, amamamasiyo. Praise our to you in Zion.
Amamamasiyo.
Then ask the Lord,
what name suits you?
And
he says, yeah.
You must see yourself. You must know yourself in God. From the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 37. The Bible says, you are more than conqueror. That's what the Bible calls you. It says you are more than conqueror. A conqueror is somebody that fought and won. But you are more than a conqueror. You don't need to fight. God has won the victory for you. God of vengeance has won my battle for me. God of miracle has won my battle for me. Oh, God of vengeance, God of
vengeance has won my battle for me.
God of miracle, God of miracle has won my battle for me.
I'm a winner man. He has won my battle for me.
I'm a winner man.
I'm a winner man.
I'm a winner man.
He has won my battle for me.
The Bible says, we are more than, you are more than conqueror. Do you believe God when he told you that? If when you found out in the scripture that you are more than conqueror, so you must not accept defeat. From the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says, he has made us king and priest. He has made us king and priest to our God. So why are you seeing yourself like a slave when God sees you as a queen, when God sees you as a king? So why are you seeing yourself like a servant? Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, the Bible says, when the word of a king is, there is power. This is how kings fight. They may not carry sword, they may not carry arrow, but they speak. If Nigeria will go to battle tomorrow, the president will not, may not go, but will declare the war. And that's why we are here tonight. This is how can he fight? He can stand and declare the war. And we sit down at home. And his army will begin to fight for him. We are not meant to fight. We are more than conqueror. So your word carries power. Your word carries authority. If you want to win, you must begin to see yourself like this. You must begin to see yourself. Stop seeing yourself like a loser. Stop seeing yourself like a victim. Stop seeing yourself like a weak, nobody. Start seeing yourself the way God sees you. Anything you have seen in the scripture that God calls you, then that's who you are. God calls you the mother of many children. There may not be a child for now, but you know this is who I am. He said, my chair will surround my table. I believe that. He said, I will lend to a nation I will not borrow. He talked to me. So you must begin to see your number 2. You must understand that the enemy you are fighting is a defeated enemy. Number 3, if you want to win, have victory in the ahead, you must know the fact that the enemy you are fighting is a defeated enemy. It's a defeated enemy. Now the devil we are fighting has been defeated a long time ago, over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ came. One of the regrets of the devil is that he crucified Jesus Christ. If he knew, he would not kill him. Many people, Jesus, God said to come and liberate mankind, devil killed them, and God, okay, God now put the savior, salvation of men into the death of the son. Since he liked killing people, so he God put the Bible says, if I be lifted, it means God, Jesus cannot even kill himself. If devil did not kill him, he will still be he will still be alive up till now. But devil killed him. And that is the one of the biggest regrets of the devil. And that through his death, we end our victory. We have our victory. From the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. Hiya. Yes, sir. He blotted out the unwriting of the negative ordinances that was against us, which is contrary to us. And he took them out of the way. He canceled the handwriting of the devil, the law that was written against us, and he canceled them and he brought them to ashes. Yes. He nailed it to the cross. Now this is where we are going. This is the enemy we are fighting. Having spoiled the principality and powers, he made a show of them. Oh, not in the secret, openly. Triumphing over them. Let's take it one by one. Verse 15 says, and having spoiled, what does it mean to spoil? To disarm, to make useless, to disarm. That the enemy you are fighting does not have a gun, does not have a cutlass, they do not have any weapon. The devil you are fighting does not have any power. He had been disarmed. Devil is vulnerable now. The only secret he's using now is deception. He will always camouflage like a strong man. But that's why I'm telling you tonight, you are stronger than the devil. The devil has been disarmed. Every power he was using before has been disarmed. He has been retrieved from him. He has been collected from his hand. The devil doesn't have power in him. Jesus disarmed him. Jesus rendered him useless. That is the devil that you are afraid of. You come to church, I say, God bless you. You go outside, and while somebody say something negative about you, and that one, you carry that one, see that one has weight more than what I told you in church. must begin to see that you must know that devil we are fighting is an illegal occupant now here. That is why when we see the trace anywhere, I say, devil, get us from it. The Bible says, when we resubmit ourselves to God, we will remove the devil and he will flee. It's an illegal occupant here right now. He doesn't have a place. He's roaming about. So anywhere you see his traces, anywhere you can see him, you have the power to say, devil, get out from this place now. This is what gives us power. Authority through the name of Jesus Christ. We can see demon anywhere. Say, devil, out of this body, out of this place, out of this my life. And that's what we are going to be doing tonight. You must know that devil has been defeated. He doesn't have the power again to fight back. He doesn't have the power to fight back. I know you are thinking, the way pastor is just standing like, devil is not part of devil. Because the last time you came to your demon, you know what you saw. Because devil is feeding on your ignorance. Devil does not expect anybody. He wants to check back. Maybe you are aware. Devil wants to check back. He wants to check. Maybe you are aware that you have been defeated. If you are not aware that devil has been defeated, he will take opportunity over you. He wants to know. Maybe you know. The only thing that gives power to devil over your life, because when you don't have Christ Jesus. But when you are in Christ Jesus, devil is not powerful. I'm saying it to you because I know it will come for you. That night, any day it comes, don't call the pastor. Ayabarata. Know that you are fighting the bitter devil. Fight the devil. God told the people of Israel, I have given you the land, but go and contend with it. Go and contend with the enemies occupying that place. He said, he has been spoiled the principalities and powers. He made a show of them. He didn't defeat them in the secret. The Bible says he was hung on the tree, very close to the gate of the city. Everybody saw him. Everybody that were coming to the city, they saw your hand on the tree. So he defeated the devil openly. The Bible says, cursed is he that was hung on the tree. So because he was hung on the tree, you are no longer cursed. Nobody can curse you again. The Bible says, there's no enchantment against Jacob. There's no divination against Israel. Nobody can curse you. If they say anything negative concerning your life, the Bible says, he that cursed you shall be cursed. You should be aware. I'm telling you so that whenever we start to pray now, you will know what how to pray. You are not going to be praying like a fugitive. You are not going to be praying like nobody in this kingdom. You are going to be praying with full authority in Christ Jesus. You are going to be rebuking the devil from your work. You are going to be rebuking the devil from your family. You are going to be chasing the devil out of your home. Because you have the authority in Christ Jesus. What people will begin to see in your life is not because you go to church. Let people begin to see that you have the authority of Christ Jesus. That you have the authority of Christ Jesus. What makes people know you as a Christian is not because you answer Christ's name, but because you carry the authority of Jesus Christ. What happened to everybody around you is not permitted to happen to you. The devil, God, Jesus made open show of the devil openly, not in the secret. He triumphed over the devil. Do you know how to make open show of the devil? It's just an example of when a thief or an robber is arrested. Do you know how they treat them? Do you know how they treat the robber that are arrested? They will collect their guns, remove their clothes, make them sit on the floor, put camera on their face. This is how Jesus treated the devil. He collected the weapon. Openly, he removed the clothes and he paraded the devil. Another translation says he made open show. He paraded the devil openly. He made the devil walk from one corner to another, so that everybody will see him and will know he had been disarmed. The same Arab that visited a home yesterday with God and everybody were crying, screaming. The same Arab was arrested the next day. You can go to him and slap his face. So you are the one that came to my house yesterday. and you can slap him now. He cannot do anything. This is what Jesus Christ did to the devil. He is the Lord of hosts. He's the one that is the commander-in-chief of the host of heaven and earth. The Bible says, a man appear at the wall of Jericho. And Joshua saw the man and said, are you for me or you are against me? And the angel said, no, I am the captain of the host of heaven. If you cooperate with me, I will support you. This is who we are in Christ. We don't need to fight. It's our command that the heaven needs. It's our authority that the heaven needs. Angels are waiting to fight on our behalf. But you are the one begging the devil. I pity people that carry fire to three churches. Why are you wasting the fire? You just bring it to my house. He carry me when some carry their God. He feed me, Lord, when some feed their God. He fought for me when some fight for their God. Jesus, you know they use me play. You know they use me play. You don't know what Jesus Christ. Stand up. Let's pray. Aya. You don't know what Jesus Christ said in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 18 to 19. Do you know what Jesus Christ said? He said, I saw the devil. I hear the devil falling like a lightning. Falling like a lightning. I was there. I witnessed it. I saw the devil. When he fell from heaven, I saw him. He said, now you have the power to travel upon serpents, upon snakes, upon lions. They don't have power to harm you any longer. Anyone that traveled to the cover to walk against you is just going in vain. The Bible says, yeah, he created the goldsmith. He didn't give them power to form any weapon that can work against you. Jesus, I saw him when he fell from heaven. You are fighting a defeated enemy. You are fighting You are saying somebody to be angry against the devil. Maybe because you were not aware before that the devil doesn't have authority over you any longer. The day you gave your life to Christ, that was the day you overcame the devil. Jesus fought the devil and he gave you the victory. So if there's anywhere the devil is affecting, working against your life, that is an illegal practice that you can caution it tonight.
Come on, Divash.
Lift your right hand on fire. Say, Father, thank you for the victory you have won for me. Thank you for the authority you have given me. Open your mouth, begin to appreciate him. Thank you. Thank you for the victory you have given to me. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the victory you have given to me. Thank you, oh God, for the authority you have given to me. Thank you.
Ya bada 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 bash. Eko manane barada bayaba. Manane ko manane ba.
Oh Father, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory you have given to me, Lord.
Thank you for the victory you have won for me, oh God.
Father, for the authority, Lord.
Thank you for the victory you have won for me.
Oh Lord, I bless
you. Thank you for the authority in you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh God.
The Bible says in the name of Jesus Christ, every name must bow and every tongue must confess.
Thank you.
That Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior, for giving me.
Thank you for making your name available for me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. thank you for the authority that you've given to me. Father, I bless your name, oh God. I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Number one rule in fighting. Whenever we have, the Bible says, when we submit ourselves to God, we will resist the devil. So now, we are not going to be talking to God about the devil again. The Bible says, anyone that believes, he will say to this mountain. So tonight, we are going to be saying to that mountain. Because you now have the authority, you will see. Tonight we will say to that mountain, we begin to say to that trouble. We will talk to that challenge. Say, be down, be moved. Be moved, be moved. Jesus. The first mountain we are going to be addressing, the first demons we are going to be addressing, is the demon that manipulates lives. The demon that influences destiny. Some, it is when their breakthrough is coming, the demon will manipulate you, you can't be getting angry. You don't know what is happening, you are just angry. When a breakthrough is coming, that is when you will fall to depression. What happened? You don't know. You are just not happy. Because there was a man called Simon. He bewitched the whole city. So we are going to be praying against that cat spirit of that manipulate man. Ayana Nakova. Hey. The angel of this commission now has given me the signal to continue the prayer. Say, Father. Say, Father.
Father.
Arise.
Arise.
Shake heaven and earth.
Shake heaven and earth.
And let my glory.
And let my glory.
Come out from the grave.
Come out from the grave.
Say, Father.
Father.
Arise.
Arise.
Shake heaven and earth.
Shake heaven and earth.
And let my glory come out from the grave.
And let my glory come out
from
the grave.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. Pray the first prayer before God.
Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. My heavenly fathers, arise, O God, on your throne. Shake heaven and earth, O God, and let my glory not come forth from grave. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, I pray unto your name, Lord Jesus, and I declare by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus, that let heaven be shaken, O God, let the heads be shaken, O Lord, and let my glory, Lord, come forth from grace.
Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to the prayer now. The spirit again, praying against the spirit that manipulates life. From the book of Acts chapter 16, verse 22, the Bible said, there was a damsel that was prophesying with the divination, and making gain for her boss. And John came to cast out that devil from that girl, and to liberate the whole city from the entanglement of the enemy. But that man came and arrested the Paul. And the Bible said the whole city that God, Paul, liberated just now, they came and stole Paul to death. The spirit that is manipulating life against their destiny helper. There are so many people. The only person the spirit will make you to fight against is somebody that God has sent to help you in life. You don't discover there's a collection that could have lift you up, but the enemy will move you against the collection. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Lord of hosts.
Oh Lord of hosts.
Today.
Destroy.
Any power.
Manipulating my destiny.
Turning me against my helpers.
Oh
God, destroy them.
Oh Lord, destroy them.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh Father, go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray unto your name this evening, Lord. Father, Lord, help me, Lord. Destroy every power that is manipulating my destiny.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now you are going to pray like someone that has authority now.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any power.
Manipulating my life.
Manipulating my destiny. Turning me against my helpers.
I declare.
Be destroyed. In the name of Jesus.
Authority.
Be destroyed
in the name of Jesus. That is manipulating my life. That is manipulating my destiny. That is turning me against my destiny. Fight authority in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Fight your authority of the Most High. Be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, be destroyed. Let them be destroyed, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You are going to pray the prayer again. That spirit function as if you are the one functioning. It makes you to do something that literally you're not doing them. And after doing them, you will not begin to regret. It's a spirit that influences regret in people's life. That manipulates life to work against themselves. The Bible says that man of Gadara, he was staying in the storm and he was taking stone to tear himself. It's a weapon that the devil gives to people to destroy their own life. You are going to pray the prayer again. That spirit manipulating my actions, that power manipulating my life, influence my action negatively. Today is your hand. Catch fire, be destroyed. Any power, any spirit influencing my life negatively, manipulating my life negatively, by the power in the name of Jesus.
Action negatively, by the authority in the name of Jesus. Today is the last day in my life. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus,
any spirit influencing my actions, any spirit influencing my life, today is your hand. Cast fire.
Manipulating my action by the name of Jesus, be destroyed by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray.
By the name of Jesus Christ, be destroyed by the authority in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
This will follow in some people's life until they back out from their husband's house, their eyes will not clear. Anything you tell them will not work. Some people, until they do that wrong thing, until their destiny is being destroyed, they will not hear. Because a spirit is involved. I heard a man of God preaching one day. I said that he healed a man that was mad for so long. And he said, and he had a man, when you were mad, what is telling you to do whatever you are doing? He said, there was a monkey or a soldier. That is the monkey that is telling him to do anything. Everything is true. Is that monkey that is suggesting to him. It's a spirit manipulating and influencing life. You may not see that spirit, but it's talking to your mind.
is talking to you. Until you do that wrong thing, you will not rest. Until you do that action, until you carry out, that voice will be so strong in your spirit. There is a spirit that is manipulating destiny. You may not know you are under the influence of that spirit, because you'll be thinking you are acting on your right senses. But as far after doing it, you are regretting it, to tell you that thought is not your thought. Lift your hand. I agree with you. The Bible says, one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000.
Yes.
As we have declared, I agree with you. Any spirit manipulating your destiny, any spirit influencing your action negatively, any voice talking to you, talking to your spirit, that does not allow you to have a free life. By the power in the name of Jesus, in agreement of prayer, I declare that spirit cast fire.
Amen.
I declare that spirit cast fire now.
Amen.
I declare that spirit cast fire now.
Amen.
I declare that spirit cast fire now.
Amen.
That is the spirit behind addictions. Addictions. You know, smokers are liable to die. It is written boldly on the carton. But you can't stop. You can't just stop. You know, drunkards cannot make it, cannot make it anyway. He knows. It's after drinking, someone will go and begin to cry. What happened? He said, why useless thing? The man was drunk one day and he started crying. What happened? He said, his mother died. The man that died 10 years ago. Someone will go and drink. You are telling me you will die. Say something must just kill him. Man, must he be drinks? It's a spirit behind addiction. You don't like it, but you can't stop. Kavarata, I speak against that spirit today. That spirit holding your spirit, holding your soul, holding your memory captive. But by the name of Jesus, I declare that spirit catch fire now.
Amen.
Let the spirit catch fire now.
Amen.
Let the spirit catch fire now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, tonight, don't forget, we are praying like someone that has authority.
Yes, sir.
We are not praying like a beggar.
No.
We are not negotiating with the devil. We are praying as someone that has authority. Say, oh Lord of hosts.
Oh Lord of hosts.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare.
Ah. Ekumele pratifa. Okay. Say, oh Lord of hosts.
Oh Lord of hosts.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare.
Any man.
Any man.
Any woman.
Any woman.
Any author.
Any author.
Any agent of darkness.
Any agent of darkness.
Negotiating my destiny.
Negotiating my destiny.
Negotiating my breakthrough.
Negotiating my breakthrough.
Today.
Today.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Open up my fire, prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Any man negotiating my life. The one negative against my destiny.
The
one negative against my future.
Cast fire. That is negotiating my glory by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Cast fire in the name of Jesus.
In
the name of Jesus. Amen.
You don't know the prayer very well. Let me tell you in the scripture. In between Saul and Jacob. The father wanted to bless Esau, but the mother was against the blessing. He said, no, Esau does not deserve the blessing. It is Jacob that deserves the blessing. There are so many of you that the destiny you came with, some people start somewhere and say, no, it cannot be you now. How is it you that we have a good house, a good home? How is it you that someone that we have a good job, you don't deserve to be? They are negotiating. They are trading. They are discussing it. And they are arriving on some conclusion that does not favor you. Say, Father, Any power.
Any power.
Any man.
Any man.
Any woman.
Any woman.
Any agent of darkness.
Any agent of
any
darkness.
Any fake prophet.
Any fake
any
prophet.
Any abalist.
Any abalist.
Any witch.
Any witch.
Any wizard.
Any wizard.
Negotiating against my destiny.
Negotiating against
my
destiny.
Cut fire.
Cut fire.
Cut fire.
Cut fire.
Fire.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, I pray, any woman, any man, any utter Lord, Father, Lord, today, let them catch fire, in the name of Jesus, catch fire, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority,
Fire of God, amen. Don't forget we are fighting battle. This is how we fight. Some of you that have been around for a long time, you know I don't have red umbrella to burn for you. You know I don't have any kind of umbrella to burn for you. I don't even know any river to take you to go and take. Anything prayer cannot do, let that one stay. This is how we fight. Nothing more, nothing else, nothing anywhere. This is how we fight. We are going to be praying the prayer again.
In the name of Jesus.
Because some people think you don't deserve that destiny. They are thinking God is partial. They are saying it cannot be you now. They are saying it cannot be you. Some know they are not going anywhere, but they are satisfied if you are not going too. As far as you are not going, they are okay. As if you were there when they were choosing their own destiny. Amama Shia. Ebarati Valetia. Ebarati Valetia Kupana. Ebaratia Varatisha. Magabarakaba. One of the regrets and the pain of heaven is 90% of the created or the being that came to this world. They didn't fulfill the destiny. They didn't fulfill the future. They didn't fulfill the purpose why they were created. This is one of the pain of heaven. There are so many people in captivity now because the star God created. The Bible says when Jesus Christ was born, a star appeared in heaven. And the wise men, they saw the star and they said, this is his own star. Everybody that was born had their own star. You have your own star. Where is that star that appeared that day that you were giving birth to? Where is that star? If your star did not shine, there's no way wise men can locate you. The Bible said they got to a point, they could not see the star again. They were confused. So many of you, your star is no longer shining. And that is why helpers are not locating you. The star must begin to shine again tonight. I don't know where they buried the star. I don't know where they buried the glory. But one thing I know, the star is coming afresh again.
Amen.
Stand to your feet, everybody. We are going to be clapping your hands as we are praying. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
They bury my glory.
They bury my glory.
Anything.
Anything.
Covering my star.
Covering my star.
Today.
Today.
I declare fire, God.
I declare fire,
to
God.
To destroy them now.
To destroy them
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open up a fire prayer.
Oh, Father, God.
Jump your head together, pray. Begin to pray. Continue pray. We are fighting. We are fighting.
That is
covering
my star. Anything that is covering my star. By the name of Jesus Christ. Today,
are you praying like this? Are you praying like this?
By the fire,
are you praying?
In the name of Jesus Christ, 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 Father God, I pray. Mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus. Come forth in the name of Jesus.
Jesus name we pray.
Amen.
Again.
Akakaya. Akajiova ne memba.
Akapia para gapagadi.
Alwe bubeya.
Ikupaga para gadiva.
Eneruari ne bemna.
Elatia ko barata pariaga.
Isi kendu.
Eko maradia barata.
Enadi giatata.
Eko bara.
Akakaya.
Eba nana
bara. Akajiova ne memba.
Somebody lift your two hands. Anyone sitting on your destiny. Afarate falatia. Ah, yena nako maratiba. Jesus. Mama. Lana.
Oh, baby,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, an eagle. Echo pala na ni baya. Bapate bad blessing. Echo pala te. Ayada da da ko pala te. Echo pala ko pala te kataya. Echo. Da 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 da
Ba 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 ba
Oh, baby, fall.
Oh, baby,
fall. Oh, baby, sorry.
Oh, baby, sorry.
Hey, hallelujah. There is a hand of God upon my life. There is a hand of God upon your life. There is a hand of God. He's giving somebody speed. He's giving somebody speed. He's giving speed, speed, speed. He's giving speed. He's giving speed, speed, speed. Speed on your life. Speed on your life. Speed, speed, speed. Shagada, gada, 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 gada. Speed. You are flying now. The hand of God is taking you. He's taking you. He's taking you to places. He's taking you to high places. He's taking you. He's taking you. Hey, how
long?
Oh, baby, fool.
Hold
me before.
Hold
me before.
Close your eyes now. Close your eyes. Just stand still. Close your eyes. Be at peace. Be at peace. Holy Ghost, we have the hand of God upon your life. There's no limit to your greatness. There's no limit to what you can become. There's no limit to your brightness, the brightness of your star. There's no limit. There's no limit to your glory. The hand of God is resting upon somebody now, 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 now. Eletia kum beletiva, manana kum beletikopelia, ze verenda paria ko veledia. Kakuka velia kabali bratuskive, mana neperiatus divania prati velade, evania cum belete vratusava, e cavaletem braga valia cum believe, eliga vale pretem valadia gabali bratisacumbe, calia cum beladia varea. The spirit of the Lord is upon me, my eyes are open. E cambariava, shia diambretu velia kabali bratiscave, e banca denti cum bela. Where you think you cannot be, where the devil is working and the enemies are working against you to get to in future, the hand of God is leaving you now, is lifting you now to that place now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The hand of God is repositioning somebody right now.
Amen.
From where the hand of the enemy has kept you for so long, the hand of God is repositioning you right now. From where the devil has locked you before, the door the enemy has locked, the hand of God is opening it right now. In the name of Jesus. What the hand of the enemy has malus from your life, the hand of God is reintroducing to your life right now. The hand of God is replacing it right now. In the name of Jesus. Every opportunity the hand of the enemy has wasted, receive another opportunity. Yeah. Receive restoration. Receive restoration. Receive restoration. By the power and the name of Jesus,
Hamani Yavashi. Parandi Kevelli Kupandi. Marada Parakus Evelia Kapandi. Embanandi Agabali Pratisiva. Magade Pella Diavaratiava. Anyone that has ever looked at on you because they think nothing good can come out from your life, in the name that is above every other name, as God lives and His Spirit lives, upon the integrity of the Word of God, I declare from today they will look up to you. They will look up to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that are waiting to see what your life will become, I said this year they will see wonders. They will see miracles. They will see wonders. They will see miracles. They will see wonders. They will see miracles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is done. As we have declared today, so shall it be. It cannot be otherwise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So don't forget, tomorrow is the last day of this program for this month edition. So make sure you come on time. Don't come alone. Let somebody come and experience God with you. If you believe God so well, bring somebody to go tomorrow. And God will bless you as you do that in Jesus' name. Don't forget to drop your offering before you go.